Store. If you want early access to episodes, ad-free and exclusive bonus episodes, then subscribe to Germaniacs on Apple Podcasts. Subscribe, Illy!
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hi, Germaniacs. Guess where your favorite former lesbian slash hot influencer is? I'm back in LA. Oh my God, can you fucking believe it? Coming to you live from the Pussy Palace Jacuzzi, the big spa for my Australian listeners. Sorry, not sorry about the watery noises. Sorry, I've got it all to myself. I've got the microphone like set up here just next to the spa. It's the thing that a lot of us do here at the Pussy Palace. All of us girls have podcasts, so the spa is like a hot spot for recording, literally. Oh my God. So I've been here for like 5 days, almost over my jet lag. The flight was hell. I fucking hate sitting in economy. Oh my God. I look so povo. You have to wait like so long to get your bags off at the carousel at the end with all the povo people. And I had to wear an inflatable neck pillow. I was praying no Germaniacs saw me at the fucking, like, when I walked out into the fucking pickup spot in the terminal. Anyway, I'm going to put on the jets in the jacuzzi, so it's going to get a bit noisy. It feels so good. Am I hoo-hoo? Oh, my God. If, like, I sit in a certain spot, it's, like, really, like, hits the spot. Sorry, TMI. One of the other girls was in here with me, and she's like, why are you going cross-eyed, Jeme? And I was like, no reason. Anyway, let's do this, you maniacs. Oh my God. Oh, this is really good. This week on Jamazing, how to spot a gay train driver, a brown jacuzzi disaster, hugging Prisha through a wire fence, making grr my catchphrase, and did Kylie Jenner really come to my welcome party? Your weekly dose of influencer insights, partying and LA life, from the money-hungry dick gobbler, the Pussy Palace princess, she's heifer adjacent. I'm Jamae, J-A apostrophe M-I-E. I'm quiche, I'm rich, I'm a bitch, and I'm Jamazing. Hi, sorry, just had some alone time with the spa jets, highly recommend. So random. Anyway, so I'm here at the Pussy Palace in Los Bloody Angeles. Oh my God, Germaniacs, the views are incredible. From up here, it's like really high up. It's my home away from home. Everyone's been so nice and like welcoming, even fucking Queen Letitia. Remember I told you about her? Like she's kind of like the boss of the Pussy Palace and she's so like scary. She was all like air kisses and like showed me to my basement room, and you have to start at the bottom. So yeah. Queen Elle's got the primary suite upstairs with a giant balcony, and a girl can dream. One day, Germaniacs. I'll get there if I keep playing my cards right. So yeah, we had this like massive welcome party for me on the night that I arrived. Olivia Bellissimo is here too now, and so she organized the party. Rosé supplied the bags of coke. He just came over to the fence because he's not allowed in. That's one of my rules, remember? No old friends allowed on PP premises. So yeah, I just met him at the fence and exchanged some cash, and yeah, that really got the party started. Everyone was like, where did you get that from? And I was like, don't ask. Oh my God, it looks so hot. So I was just in my cupcake print bikini with my heels the whole time, just like strutting poolside, looking cute. I had to suck my gut in the whole time, which it made it kind of really hard to talk, but I was all kind of breathless from the gut sucking. And Olivia kept looking over and doing this like wide-eyed face. She's such a fucking bitch. Also, I was getting stuck into the chips and guac, and Olivia just like pushed my hand away at one point. but she's a bitch, but she's trying to help, which is really nice. Oh my God, so at the party, everyone was there. All the influencer girls that live in the Pussy Palace and some hot guys. And I was like twerking up against a few of the guys, like as you do. Like I've had such a man drought. I'm like really like vibing them. I'm getting back in the saddle, guys. And I did a crumping demo straight after. I'd had this really like fat line and everyone was blown away. Anyway, then this drag queen showed up in full makeup and she looked so much like Kylie Jenner. Oh my God, it was uncanny. And so embarrassing, but I fully thought it was Kylie Jenner. And I did this like scream and was like, kind of like turkey gobble noise, and then I ran over to like the drag queen. I'm going, Kylie, oh my God. And Olivia had to drag me like away by my arm before anyone else noticed, and the drag queen fully noticed and lolled. Once I got up close, I could see like the stubble and realized my error, but yeah, so humiliated, Bobby Brown. And yeah, what else has been happening? Oh, I saw Prisha, my LA bestie, the Prish dog. I said she could come up to the fence and say hi if she wore a hoodie and kept the hood on the whole time, because there's security cameras around the perimeter, so had to be really careful, but it was so good seeing her, oh my God. And we did like a hug, like through the fence wire. It's kind of like I'm in jail, but yeah, Prisha's the best. I can really kind of be myself with her, so yeah, I was just gossiping and telling her all the news, and I could let my gut hang out with her and not keep it sucked in. So it was kind of like a jiggling muffin top the whole time I was talking to Prisha, but she didn't care. So Olivia came to LA after me as well, as I said. She's staying at the PP2 obvi, but we're not talking. Yeah, I know, falling out. I'm really mad at her. So yesterday a bee landed near me, by the pool, and I fully panicked and I started like shooing it away, and I'm like, I hate bees, so I'm like freaking out. Olivia starts filming me on her phone, and I was doing these like crazy like shooing moves and jumping up and down on my toes and like squealing, and Olivia cut it together to some music to make it look like some fucking dance and posted it on her TikTok. She's got fucking millions of followers, didn't even ask me, and I look like a fucking idiot and I don't want anyone to see it. I told her to take it down. And she's like, no, because she's like getting heaps of engagement with it. I'm like, no, I'm not talking to her. So yeah. Oh my God. Germaniacs, guess what? Also, I brought little Nahugan over, the budgie. Seriously, I brought him over. I know, so random, but I wanted to bring him last time, but the quarantine situation is like so heckers and he'd have to be like locked up for 6 months and I couldn't even do like a visit. And I just smuggled him over in this like little toilet roll like paper tube thing. I just kind of squeezed him into that, and I saw a YouTube video on how to do it. It's like how people smuggle like rare parrots out of places. Like there's this full parrot smuggle trade thing, apparently. So yeah, I was so nervous going through customs. It was like, so I had little Nahugan in my bag, in the tube. He was just in my hand luggage. And budgie skeletons don't show up on x-rays, thank God. I did actually consider like anal transportation, which you can do as well, because you can do that for like smaller animals, but I was worried about like oxygen and I don't know how much air I've got up there. And I thought like I could have his head like poking out my bum hole, like just like a turtle, kind of, but I didn't want to like fart and like he pops out and flying around the plane and I get arrested and deported and be so embarrassing. But yeah, so I've got him in my room now in a little cage and he's loving life. I'll record from in there later and you guys can hear him. Oh, did I tell you that he laid an egg? Another one. I think he laid one last season, but he's laid another one at mum and dad's place. So he must genuinely be a girl after all. But I was saying to mum, like, does a budgie have to, like, do it with another budgie to be able to, like, lay an egg? Like, I assume so. So he must have, like, he lives on his own. So he must have, like, backed up against the wire and maybe, like, a passing noisy miner, like, poked his bird dick through. And who knows? Anyway, so Mum's got that egg under a lamp. Keep it warm, so hopefully it hatches and we start a whole new generation. Yeah, fingers crossed. But yeah, Lil Nahugan's with his mama now, me. But yeah, what else, you maniacs? Yeah, it's been so great settling back into LA. So I have to decide what my new, like, influencer gimmick is, because Queen Latifah and Olivia reckon, like, the clay thing's done and lame people are doing it now, so there'll be less engagement. I was considering, like, reigniting the whole, like, mountain lion girl fame, like, because that had, like, a big moment and I didn't really capitalize at the time. I was thinking I could get, like, an actual tame one as a pet and, like, walk around LA with it on a leash and, like, make that my thing. Just, like, embrace the mountain lion thing and wear, like, animal print clothes, like, big cat patterns and, like, furs and just shoot heaps of content and do, like, I could do, like, a grr, like, claw thing is my catchphrase, like, do the thing with my fingers. I know it's a bit lame, but I'm clutching at straws and I need to come up with something really soon because Queen Latifah and Olivia will be really mad otherwise. It's one of my stipulations that they laid out, my conditions for staying at the Pussy Palace. Anyway, I probably should go. I kind of want to turn the jacuzzi jets back on because it feels really good in my sweet spot. So we'll talk later, shamaniacs. See ya.
Hey Jemai, I hope you're well. My name is Hanson from London. Love your podcasts, girl. Okay, cool. So my question is, I'm currently a train driver in London and I work with so many hot men. Now, I don't know which men are, like, secretly gay or bisexual, obviously, because I'm into, like, macho men. So how do I tell who's gay or bisexual and down low without getting into trouble? What's a discreet way of like, getting to know someone and getting the D without getting into trouble? Please let me know, Jemai. Love you lots, Jemai.
Love you too, Hanson. Okay, right, this is kind of a tricky one. I can fully relate, babe. Like, this this is the problem with the world we live in right now. It's like, how do you know who, like, is up for it? I kind of have the opposite issue where I'm, like, I'm always falling for gay guys and, like, thinking that they're, like, into me and but they just want a fag hag. And the amount of times I've, like, thought I was, like, hooking up with a guy and had, like, a sleepover and he just wanted to watch Sex and the City and, like, paint nails together. And meanwhile, I'm on all fours and in his bed wondering why he's not poking me. It's so awkward when that happens, but it's, like, it's really hard to tell. So I really feel for you. I can relate big time. So with the train driving industry, I know there's a lot of gay train drivers. I've met a few. I know they're out there. It's surprisingly common. So I don't think you're going to have trouble finding one. It's just like you say, that kind of working out who's who, finding the macho ones, hopefully. Yeah, it's weird how many there are because I've heard the job appeals to the gays because of the vibration. And, like, just sitting in that driver's seat at the front of the train, like, the vibrations kind of tickles the anus and just makes it a really appealing job. And that's just what a few of my train driver friends have told me. And, of course, like, the long sort of shaft shape of the train and, like, the power of being, like, kind of in the head of the train is very appealing to the gays. So how can you go about, like, befriending these guys? And knowing if they're batting for your team, and doing that discreetly, as you say, you could do the old test of, singing a Lady Gaga song, and seeing if they finish the line. They do like a rah rah, ah ah ah, rom ah rom ah gaga ooh la la, and see if he finishes you off, with your want your bad romance. Then you'll know for sure. And you can start kicking, etc. What else? You could just go up to him and, like, while he's driving and, like, see if he wants to play, like, a clapping game. That's obviously quite a common gay thing. So, like, a patty cake or, like, a concentration 64. Something only the gays would want to join in. What else? You could pop a testicle out just when you're chatting to, like, a macho driver and just see if he glances down and, you know, his gaze lingers around the testicle region. That's usually an indicator. If he's straight, just pretend you accidentally left it out and pop it back in. And yeah, I really feel for you with this one, Hanson, because, like, I'm assuming there's a lot of closeted ones there as well, like, who are kind of hiding behind, like, the macho job, and there might be a few wedding rings throwing you off. So, yeah, you've really got to put yourself out there and to find out where you stand with these guys. I'm just thinking out loud, like, is there an emergency brake, kind of like a lever thing that you can pull on the train? Because I'm just thinking, like, you could pull on that. If you find yourself in, like, a driver's compartment with, like, a macho driver that you kind of suss on and like the look of, and then, like, pull at the train brakes, then you could, like, fall onto him and try to, like, you know, brush past the penile area on the way down. And as you're trying to get up, once the train's just come to a standstill, and you can try and get up and go for another little squeeze of the crotch. If that's, see if he's getting a chubby at all, and then you'll know. I'm saying that because I did that once with one of my lecturers at uni that I was into. I just, like, threw myself down the stairs in a lecture and just, like, landed with my legs spread just at the bottom of the stairs. And I was just in my mini pleated skirt and I was going commando that day. So he would have copped a gander. Then he came over and helped me up, and pretty much I just grabbed his crotch and it was soft. I just did a little pinch, like a light pinch of the shaft, and as he pulled me up, and yeah, it wasn't chubby, so yeah, I'm assuming he must have been a gay lord. Anyway, I hope that helps. Lots of ideas out there. Let me know how you go. And if you see me on a train station, you can pull the whistle twice and I'll know it's you. And you've had some success. So thanks, Hanson. Bye.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hi, update time. So I'm in my basement room in the Pussy Palace. It's so fucking cute. Oh my God. They kicked out this girl that stopped doing social media because she had a mentee bee. So now it's my room. Jhumei headquarters in the Pussy Palace. Can you fucking believe it, Jhumeiniacs? Talk about living the dream. It doesn't have any view. There's these, like, really high, narrow windows, like, at the top. As you can see, a bit of dirt up against them. But I like it. So I'm just sitting on my bed here with Hannah Goanna between my legs. So guess what? I've enrolled back in FITM, my fashion school. I know, right? Shock, but I'm, like, fully getting back into it. Prisha was so fucking pumped, obs. I missed the whole semester, but I can do these, like, catch-up classes, and I'll still be in the same classes with the Prish dog, which is so good. And yeah, it's all worked out. And the big news is I told Gampy and he's transferred the money back, the $100,000, or whatever's left of it, because I spent a bit. So yeah, I'm loaded. But I was telling Prisha, I've just got a whole new attitude this time. Like, I feel like the whole Newtown era, like, I've had so much more life experience, like being like a lesbian housewife, and I can bring that experience to my designs. And I really want to give it a good shot this time and like make it my thing. Like, I want to be like a legit fashion girl. Like, I'm doing the finger thing because, like, yeah, I just want to take it seriously, not just be like a scammer who bribes people to do work for her like last time. Sozzy's push dog, if you're listening. So yeah, the money means I can afford like a driver to take me to like campus downtown, and or like an Uber Black at least. And so I start back on Monday. Pritch is so excited to have a bestie back. She's been like Nigel no friends for like months. And I'm so happy to be back as well with her. I'm just so keen to be starting my whole new life as like a straight woman again. I was so like confused before. So yeah, I'm just going to be scouring for D everywhere I go. I'm hoping there's some hot men on campus at FITM. All the students and lecturers are mostly gay, which is so annoying. No offense. But I'm planning to flirt with some of the cleaners that work on campus. I think there's some hot straight ones. There was this graffiti remover guy last time I was there who was kind of hot. Just for random hookups, obs. I'll need someone like with money if I'm going to commit to a relation eventually, obvi. Oh my God, guess what? So Queen Letitia is so mad at me for the dumbest reason. So get this. Apparently, I posted a selfie today in the same location as her on the same day. I took a pic in my bikini next to the water feature in the garden. And I did this kind of lean forward, like hands on hips, shock face pose. And Queen Letitia literally took exactly the same photo doing the same pose. So she was like really pissed at me, and she took hers first. So, I was even wearing pretty much the same hedgehog print swimsuit. It's not like I saw the photo and copied. It's like, okay, I saw it, but I was thinking about doing a similar thing and she just did it first, so it's not my fault. And she was being such a bitch about it, like she's the only person in the fucking world allowed to do like that pose. She's so fucking jealous of my body. It all comes down to that, I reckon. Anyway, there's already trouble in paradise, you maniacs. So annoying. I'm also getting busted by the other girls for not doing chores around the house. But like, we have a maid. It's like, but apparently she doesn't pick up plates in bedrooms, which is such a fucking dumb rule. And all the common areas have to look good for backgrounds. And I put all my wet washing out to dry on the bookshelves in the main living room, and everyone spat it. And had my undies hanging off this designer chair, and Olivia wanted to kill me when she saw that. She's like, whose fucking undies are these? And then she knew they were mine. I'm just not a good communal person. I need my own space. Oh, and Rosé got caught on the security cameras selling bags at the fence to some of the girls. I told him he could, and I tipped off some girls, and Queen Letitia spat it and was like showing me the footage, like security stuff, and having a full like conniption saying we're like going to get raided by the cops. And oh my God. Also, this is so humiliating, Bobby Brown, but that fucking Dancing Bee video that Olivia posted has now gone fully viral. It's like in the fucking TikTok charts. Like, it's not at the top, but it's like in there. And there's so many fucking remakes of it. And everyone thinks I'm a fucking psycho. And Olivia's begging me to like shoot more content with her and calling me the dancing insect girl. I'm like, don't fucking call me that, bitch. So she found this stick insect and she's like shoves it in my face and she's like wants me to dance around it and she's like filming me. But like FML, I'm not a dancing fucking puppy dog. It's not going to be my thing. But I need a thing. This is a thing. I need one. But because I've got to come up with my social media like comeback content because I had such a massive break in Newtown and it's got to be really like cut through and I can't just copy other people. And one of the bitches here suggested I do body inclusivity content, i.e. she's saying I'm fat. So I just slapped her in the face and she ran off crying. But as if I'm doing fucking plus size model videos. Oh my God, Shemaniacs. Surely it hasn't come to that, FML. If I'm honest with myself, though, I kind of miss being a clay slut. It's like, I loved that whole era where I was like a pioneer. I kind of want to get my pottery wheel back from Rosé, but Olivia and Queen Letitia won't allow it in the Pussy Palace. It's one of their fucking rules. I was saying to Prisha this morning, like, I want to be an influencer, yes, but can't I just do like everyday lifestyle stuff and just be me, or like focus on like my life at Fitem and like the fashion stuff? And but Olivia's like, you need a stronger brand, and I don't know, I'm just too diverse. I don't know what my brand is. I don't know, I'm always on eggshells around her and Queen Letitia since the fucking photo incident. If I'm really honest with you guys, living at the Pussy Palace is not what it's cracked up to be. I don't know. I'm just having a meltdown. It's probably the jet lag. Anyways, you maniacs, I'm going to go FaceTime Prisha now so we can work out all my outfits for next week at Fitem. I like what I'm going to wear every day on campus. So I'm just going to get nude now and try stuff on for her on FaceTime. So better go. I'll leave you guys picturing that. For all my gentlemen listeners who are here because you find me hot. I know there's a few. Enjoy that image, boys. Send dick pics. Illy. Hi, guys. It's the next day and I am in so much trouble. I'm fully like hiding out in my room. And I just want to catch the drama. So I really pissed everyone off in the Pussy Palace, and all the girls are now having like a big meeting to discuss my consequences for my behavior. This is kind of like what life was like for the boarders at Hilford. I was thinking like all these fucking rules and bitches ganging up on you. Shut up, little Nahugan. Mummy is really stressed right now. I need to fucking record without your stupid beak in my face. Oh my God, sorry. I knew I was going to fuck this whole Pussy Palace thing up. All the girls hate me now. Olivia texted like 2 minutes ago and said they've almost reached a verdict. What to do with me? So I'll tell you guys what happened. So basically this morning I decided to get into my pottery work again, and I got Rosé to bring my pottery wheel over and we set it up next to the jacuzzi. No one was home, so I was like being really kind of stealth and trying to like get the content shot really fast. And I got these big chunks of clay set up next to the jacuzzi. Like I bought like two big blocks. Then remember Natalia, the hot pottery instructor from Silver Lake, who got me inspired into the whole thing, and then she was my instructor. Well, I slid into her DMs and said, look, I'm back in town. Do you want to come over and go live on Instagram, and we'll do like a girl-on-girl pottery demo in the jacuzzi? Well, I didn't say that to her, but I just said like a demo of pottery, but bring your swimsuit. And I wanted it to look really hot, and the location is like amazeballs with like the house in the background, like poolside at the Pussy Palace, like famous on social media. So Natalia's like, yeah, I'm down. And I gave her the address and she came over. I'm not let anyone in. So I snuck her in, around the back to the pool. We both get in our bikinis and into the jacuzzi. And Rosé agreed to film the whole thing. So he's got my phone on a tripod thing and he's like zooming in on me and Natalia as we get into the jacuzzi together. And we're going live on Gram, and we're like splashing around and being idiots. And then I want to like get the pottery wheel spinning. And then both of us kind of like leaned out of the jacuzzi to start like working the clay. It was a bit awkward and I couldn't reach the pedal. And I didn't want to electrocute me and Natalia, so by bringing the pedal into the jacuzzi, so it'd be a hot way to go, but no thanks. Not ready to die. So I was like, do you want to just pull like the clay into the jacuzzi and like mold stuff, like freestyle, just, you know, play with the clay using the spa water? And so we dragged these huge clay block things in, one each, into the water, and we just like plonked them. Well, just on the edge of the spa. And I was grabbing these chunks of clay and like molding stuff. And then using my clay-covered hands, like
on Natalia, randomly like rubbing her arms, and then she starts rubbing like my upper chest, and I'm doing like little lines on my face, like a sort of little slight racial appropriation thing. And it's getting really kind of erotic, but I didn't mean it to happen. I just wanted to do like crafty stuff. And the likes are like going off. I can see on my forehead, it's like going crazy. And Rosé's like, this is on fire right now. Everyone's so into it. And then Rosé starts breathing weirdly too. So I'm thinking, oh my God, it must be working. And anyway, I was making this like dick shaped thing out of clay and holding them in front of me, like in front of my sort of pussy. And Natalia was like squeezing them until they break in half. And it was getting really kind of suggestive. And I was engrossed in like the performance and how it was like getting intense engagement on Gram, and the numbers were just going up. Like at one point we had like 20,000 views, which is like, oh my God, for me. And then one of the comments is like, are you swimming in sewage? And I look down and notice that the whole jacuzzi is like brown water from all the like clay chunks and floating around, because the clay is like made it brown. So I lean over and I turn on the bubbles and the jets to kind of like make the water look like less brown. And then I hear this sound, and like the pipes must have got like blocked by some clay. And then it makes this kind of like painful like engine explosion noise, and I like scream, and then the whole fucking thing stops, and I'm like panicked, and I'm screaming and telling Rosé to like stop the live video because I don't want any of my fans seeing what happened, and then I didn't want any evidence online as well. And then while I'm like in a panic, one of my tits falls out because I'm like slipped on this clay on the bottom of the jacuzzi, and Natalia's laughing, and it's just like chaotic AF. Anyway, I tried to get Rosé to fix the spa because, like, he's a pool guy, but even he couldn't do it. And he said, we're going to need, like, a specialist person to come out, and it's going to cost heaps, and it's like, fuck my life. And he's saying they might even have to replace the spa, which would be, like, $1 million or something. Then the worst possible person fucking arrives home in the middle of the chaos. Fucking Queen Letitia walks out the back while I'm, like, trying to like empty the brown water out. We had like buckets and we're like trying to get it out. And she's like, what the actual fuck, Shamae? And I went all red. And I still had like clay marks on my face and I look insane. And anyway, she kicks Natalia and Rosé out of the house. She's like, get out. And I was sobbing like a maniac. And Queen Letitia's saying like, she's about to shoot content in the jacuzzi this afternoon for her Rite Aid paid promotion thing. And now that's like jeopardized her contract and it's going to ruin her reputation. And she'll like need to come up with another concept and she might lose the deal. And oh my God. And the whole scene was like a war zone. Maniacs was like gross. It was like brown water like everywhere and me crying and Queen Letitia's like looking like she wanted to smash my head in. So I ran off all covered in clay and had a shower and I've been hiding in my room. And Olivia came home and she said, this is the worst incident that's ever occurred at the Pussy Palace and severe consequences are likely to happen. So I don't know what to do. And I called mom and said, like, she has to book me a business class flight back home to Australia tomorrow. And she's like, Dad says, no way. I don't even want to leave the Pussy Palace. I kind of love being here, but it's just like the pinnacle of being an influencer. I don't know what's going to happen to Maniacs. I hope they're like lenient on me because it's my first offense. Oh my God. Wait. Sorry, guys. One sec. It's Olivia's at the door. I got to go.
I'm coming. Okay, I'm starting. Oh my God.
Oh, Maniacs. It's the worst possible outcome. I've been kicked out of the Pussy Palace. I have to leave tomorrow, she said. Oh my God, oh my God. I'm going to be homeless. What am I going to do? Elite Maniacs, I better go. Hogan. I'll tell you what happens next week. Stay quiche. Oh my God, this is seriously fucked up. Illy. Bye-bye. Oh my God.
we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
So if you want early access to episodes, ad-free and exclusive bonus episodes, then subscribe to Gemaniacs on Apple Podcasts. Subscribe, Illy!